Welcome to the Jamoti Podcast. We are all surrounded by amazing coaches and leaders. So let's get an inside look at not just what they do, but how they do what they do. After all, becoming the best versions of ourselves is Jamoti, just a matter of doing it. Coaches, the Jamoti Podcast is powered by Shoot 360. The future of basketball has arrived in Dallas-Fort Worth. Shoot 360 combines the latest sports technology with the fundamentals of basketball skill development. The result is a one-of-a-kind video game-like basketball program designed to improve your shooting, dribbling, and passing. Visit shoot360dfw.com to learn more and register for your free one-hour workout evaluation. Shoot 360, the future of basketball is here. This is a new question, so I'm excited to, you're my guinea pig here. I usually talk about great leaders, but I wanted to get a little bit more specific with it. If you had to pick three characteristics that great coaches possess, and they're obviously like the problem with when I say one thing, a lot of people like Kevin Eastman, I had the pleasure of talking with him. He didn't get mad at me, but he's like, I hate one thing questions. I was like, oh, all right. I apologize. No, but what are three characteristics you could pick about that a great coach has?
Man, love. That's the first one. You know, you gotta love what you're doing. Man, you gotta love these kids, regardless of what their background is. You know what I mean? A lot of these people out here come, they like, man, he did this. Oh, he did that. Oh, he did this. You don't want to, man. He did. No. I don't even care. You're locked up and you're locked up for a reason. Like whatever it is. You know, it doesn't matter with me. But you gotta love kids. You gotta love your job, you gotta love what you're doing. And then the number two is, I think you got to really have an attitude of just thanksgiving, you know, just being thankful for being in a situation. As the song to say, I come from a poor family, I didn't have much. Well, that's why I think I get that gratitude, is just always being thankful.
Yeah.
So if you love people and you're thankful for what they are, and then I think that third characteristic, I think, of a real good coach is that he's concerned for others. And I think that's probably part of the love part.
Care, yeah, level of care. Yeah.
That's it. So with that being thankful. And I think the final is, like I say, is just that's the concern for others. Not just for the kids. Man, I go to Louisville right now, and it's strange, all the teachers and principals that are still there when I was there. One of the main guys that I go to is Jose. You know, he was the janitor that was there in 2005 when I went there. You know, and still there right now. And like, still walk around and still doing stuff. He's like, oh, Thomas. You know, we embrace like it ain't nothing. But I show concern not just for the kids that were there, but man, the cafeteria workers especially, you know, because I always need to eat, you know, so and get a line of that. But just concern about people, man. Those characters, and those are the things that I've stolen since '82, you know, from all the good coaches that I've been around, you know.
That's a great reminder, and I'll full transparency, the concern part, probably that third one. I struggle the most, I think, day to day with the tunnel vision that I feel as a coach of, you know, in second period in basketball class, those 20, 25, whatever, right now, I'm all in. I am concerned, and I do my best to be concerned, not just about their shot handle, but about them as people. But walking in the hallways, do I remember to have that same level of concern from the staff that I am actually a part of, you know, at Grapevine Faith? Do I have that level of concern for all of the students, not just the ones that play basketball? And I think if I'm being honest with myself, I think I have different levels of care.
Yeah.
And I can probably really grow in that area.
I left Miranda City and I taught stuff for 2 years, 82 and 83. You was talking about that. One of my former students, I didn't get a chance to work with her, but I had her brother in the ninth grade and eighth grade year. And she committed suicide. And so when I found out, the family asked me, would I come to the funeral? I'm like, heck yeah, I'd be glad to come. I'd be there, you know. But I was going to go as a supporter. But when I got there, the mom and dad saw me and they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm here. I'm happy. They say, no, come up here. We want you to sit with a family. That was like 1982, coach. You know, it's like, this happened like 2 or 3 years ago. It was like 38, 39 years ago that, you know, that these people are still like, man, they still like family to me, you know?
Wow.
Like, so what you talk about, and I'm talking about concern, that's how that concern and that attitude and that love got to be, you know, it's the same way. And I can tell so many stories. It's crazy, man. I don't want to take up all your time, but it's like, you know, but you got to be concerned about people, man.
Yeah. Can't get so caught up in what you're doing. And I love basketball just the same way that you do.
Heck yeah.
But we gotta remember why we're doing this.
Exactly.
Like why we are where we are. And it has to be more than just about the game.
You bet.
Speaking about the players that you have, the young men that you work with every day. And again, the next question will get a little bit even more into your program and into your school. Mm-hmm. The love part. I would imagine that's a word or a feeling that some of these young men have not felt much in their life. How do you feel? How important is that for you to speak that into them daily?
Man, you talk to them and they'll say, coach, where your dad? He's in jail. Where your dad? He got killed. My mom raised me. You know, you hear it over and over again, you know, and to tell them, man, hey, I love you, man. It works. One of the kids that's been here for 3 years played basketball for me. Man, he gave me a big hug. Said, coach, I love you. I said, man, do good out there. Don't get in trouble. Do not come back here. Da, 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 da. I love you too. You know, wouldn't say it. Barely would talk when he came, you know. But here he is embracing me, telling me that he loved me. So you see your work being done. Man, kid from 2014, when I first came here, called me about 2018, 2019, said, Coach Tom. I said, what's going on, Ben? I said, man, you remember me? I said, yeah, I don't know. I remember you. I said, coach, I'm getting married this summer, and I need you to do my wedding. I'm like, what?
Wow.
Yeah. He's a truck driver. He's doing good. Every now and then, he'll drive through with his motorcycle, stop by the house, and there I go, following me on his motorcycle. You know, but that's the kind of kids that you want to come back and say, hey, man, I was here. I did this. I made a mistake. But now I've got a family. He's got two kids now, you know, beautiful wife. You know, it's just like, You just try to do those things to make kids better, you know, show them that love, show them that support, and let them know that there's something else other than the game banging.
I think sometimes as coaches, we worry about the standards that we've set. How many times do we give guys second chances, or do we have to hold a hard line to things? But in your case, I mean, coach, I would imagine you're all about second chances. Like, it has to be about second chances. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Man, we're going through like an intramural season right now. And so now I've picked out about 12 of those kids out of about, I don't know, got eight teams of about eight kids, about 50 or 60 kids. And now I've got a team that we're trying to get our basketball team going. And now I got a kid that for the last two games, when he lost, he pulled his shirt off, got mad, got upset, ready to fight. So he came to me this morning, said, coach, he said, I'm not going to play. I said, hey, you're one of the best players out here, but I can't take you off campus. I said, oh, I said, yeah. I said, you can't go off campus because your attitude is too bad. I said, you'll get us kicked out the league. You'll get the police involved with us. I can't do that. So that's why you're not coming to practice. He said, I understand. I say, get your attitude right, you know. Do what you're supposed to do. When you lose the game, I need to see you go up to the guy, shake his hand, pat him on the back, tell him good game. That's what I need to see you do. I don't need to see you pull your jersey off at the end of the game or before the game's over with, and you're mad because y'all losing. You know, I don't need to see that. But am I going to say, no, you're not going to play? No, he's going to get an opportunity. You know, I'm going to give him an opportunity. Number one, because he can play. He's a good kid. And just as respectful as he can be away from the court. He just doesn't know how to lose yet. You know,
man, what a great classroom to teach him that, right?
Yeah, you bet. That's it. That's it. And it just doesn't stop with basketball. It's going to keep going. You know, it's going to keep going. Yeah.
Thank you for checking out today's episode. Please take a moment to subscribe to this podcast, share it with your fellow coaches, and find us on social media for what's coming up next on the Jamoti Podcast. It's just a matter of doing it.